Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
I'm Jen Adams, the Outreach and Education Manager at Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch.
And we are here on Peel Prom. You can hear the waves in the background. It is a beautiful day, although a bit windy, colder than we were both expecting. But we've come down here because we are at the start of basking shark season. So what is the season for basking sharks here on the Isle of Man?
So basking sharks typically come around about middle of May and stay till the end of August. However, they have been nice and early this year. So the first sighting was actually on the 29th of April. So it's getting off to a really positive start. And we've also now had 5 sightings, and that's already half of what we had in the whole of last year put together.
Wow, so we only had 10 sightings last year. So why do you think there's been such a dip in how many we're seeing in Manx waters?
So over the years we've seen fewer and fewer basking sharks. It's difficult to know exactly why. However, there have been lots of basking sharks in different areas of the UK. So they had loads of them, so I'm talking hundreds of sharks last year off the west coast of Ireland and also near the Moray Firth on the east of Scotland. So it seems that their distribution has been shifting in the last decade.
But hopefully this means that actually this coming season, if we've already seen the numbers that we have been seeing and quite early on, that actually we might be able to see quite a few of them this year.
I'm really hopeful. I mean, we're so excited that we've had 5 so far already. Most sightings have been in the south of the islands. We've had them off Santon, also off the west of the Calf and Langness and Port Erin as well.
What are your main tips for going out shark spotting? What do we need to be looking out for?
Basking sharks have a big triangular shaped dorsal fin located in the centre of the back, and you will see that fin just travelling slowly and steadily through the water. So unlike dolphins that roll up and down and up and down to breathe air, basking sharks won't.
And it's one of those things that from my experience, you are constantly looking at the waves, you're going, oh, is that a fin? Is that a fin? Is that a fin? When you finally see one, you go, oh yeah, I don't know how I mistook anything else for it, because they are very distinctive, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they are huge. Sometimes if you're lucky enough to see a shark really high up in the water surface, you'll see the tail as well, and because the dorsal fin is in the middle of the body, you can get a really good idea of the actual overall length of the shark. And they can be massive. They can grow to about 10 meters in length,
which is just huge, isn't it? And they are magnificent things. And if you didn't know that they were friendly or didn't have the big teeth and things, they could be quite intimidating, and probably still are, even if you do manage to get up close to one on a boat or in a kayak or something like that.
Yeah, I think they can look very intimidating just due to the size and the fact that they often have their mouths open wide as well. But they're just doing that to filter their food, which is plankton. So they really are gentle giants. They wouldn't harm any people purposefully. They don't have any teeth in their mouth either. But it's always very important to give them their space, respect the distance, especially if you do happen to see them when you're out on a boat yourself.
I think Manx people really do take pride in our basking sharks, and they are really special to us. And why do you think that is?
I mean, they're such an iconic species, aren't they? And historically, the Isle of Man has always been a really great place to see basking sharks. So going back prior to 2010, we used to see hundreds of basking sharks around the Isle of Man. I've heard so many stories of people saying you could almost step across them to get back to shore from your fishing boat. So historically they were here, and I know they have dropped off over the last 15 years or so, but we're really hopeful that they will come back again.
So if anybody does see a basking shark, it is really helpful for you guys as a charity to be able to keep track of that, isn't it? So you are asking people to get in touch and report it to you, aren't you?
Yes, so Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch now collates all of the basking shark sightings on the island, as well as whales, dolphins and porpoises. And it's really important that basking sharks are reported to us, because they are an endangered species and every sighting needs to go logged. So any sighting we do have will be put onto the Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch website. So you can report it directly there through the online report form, or you can get in touch via our Facebook page or our visitor centre in Peel.
And fingers crossed for a good season.
Yes, fingers crossed. Happy spotting, everyone.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.